is 2284. It has been 62 years since the toxin event. Humanity is gone. But the Earth still lives. While cities are quiet and crumbling, roots and vines have come to fill the cracks. The barren streets and deserted lots are flocked by birds, beasts, and something else. They went by many names when there were still tongues to speak them. Golems, automata, simulacra, the last moving testaments to humanity's achievement, and the only sentient witnesses to their fall.
Wise men say, only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with.
Hello? Hello? You can come out. I won't hurt you, I promise. Hell. Oh my. You scared me. That was, wow. Are you okay? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to flip out like that. I'm not used to seeing things like, well, like you anymore. Hold on, let me catch my breath. Well, breath. You get it. Okay. Hi. So, what's your name? Oh, well, nice to meet you. No, I mean your name. What's your name? You... What? You don't have one? Okay. How come? No one named you? But why does that... never mind. I'm Rena. Nice to meet you. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. This is just... I'm really excited. This is great. I can't remember the last time I saw another... You know, another one of us. I just... I don't know. This is so cool. I think I'm pretty rusty at conversation. I should ask you questions, right? I should definitely ask you questions, right? Yes. I can't think of any questions. What brings you here? The museum is closed today, unfortunately, on account of, you know, the west wall caving in. Ooh, looking for stuff? Me too. Want a hand? Perfect. I'd be happy to. Give me just 1 minute. I'm helping a bird. Yeah, right over here. Here she is, Hemophorus mexicanus, North American housefinch. She's gonna be a mom soon, so she's looking for leaves and twigs and stuff to build a nest. Pickings are pretty slim in here, I guess, but I've been helping her look anyway. Isn't she beautiful? I think you two will get along. Nobody ever named her, either. Oh, come on, lighten up. Oh, there she goes. That's okay. She'll be back for more later. You two can introduce yourselves then. Right then. So, what are you looking for? Uh-huh. Power cells. Excuse me, lithium power cells. Right. Yeah. I can't say I've seen any of those laying around. course, I haven't really been looking, but yeah. Wait, okay. I do know that there's some kind of power substation in the basement, some municipal thing. Probably served the whole neighborhood back in the day. That's where I'd start. So, what do you... Oh, hey, wait up! Jeez, all business with you, huh? Alright, noted. Yeah, right down here. And here we are. Of course, the power's off, so it's gonna be a little difficult to look for itty-bitty power cells. Wow, that's so cool! Look at you, Bright Eyes. You're definitely a newer model than I am. Well, those things will definitely help. Come on, shine some light over here. Let's start in the corner and work our way around. So, lithium cells, huh? Interesting. Not exactly a dime a dozen. What do you need those for? You're running low on power? Like, you are running low? Uh-oh. So, you don't have any kind of solar cell? No? Huh. That's strange. Well, okay. How low are we talking? Are you serious? yeah, okay. Let's definitely find some power cells as soon as possible. Hurry. Light over here, please. You're kind of pretty close, but you seem to be taking it pretty well. The imminent demise thing. So keep that up. I'm a little bit confused. You've got those cool flashlight eyes, but no solar cell? No backups? That seems a little unusual. What did you do before? Yeah, like before the toxin event, but before the world was like this? You... what? Wait, you were activated after the event? When everything was already falling apart? That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. Well, yeah, then I guess it makes sense that they left you without the premium features. Those eyes, though. Were you disaster relief? Oh my god, that's... I can't believe that. That's terrible. God, that must have been really, really hard. I can't even imagine to come to life, see the world for the very first time, and then immediately start picking through the rubble, finding bodies, all that death. Do you want to talk about it? That's okay. We don't have to. But, like, have you ever talked about it? Have you ever had someone to talk about it with? Have you been alone this whole time? For 60 years? Okay. Calm down. I'm sorry. I'll drop it. I didn't mean... Whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry that that happened to you. That this has been your life. It's really messed up. And you don't deserve it. Nobody does. There. That's all. Hey, look, a generator. And it's still got some juice left, too. Here, shine some light over here. It'll be easier to look once I get this thing going. Let there be light. That was a line from a book. You probably don't read much. That's okay. Well, let's keep looking. I really hate to say this, Bright Eyes, but I don't really see anything down here. No power cells, nothing. Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. Shh. Calm down, just calm down. It's gonna be okay. It's all gonna be okay. Just shh. Calm down. Jeez, so much for handling things well, huh? It's okay, it's gonna be okay. You've still got a few hours left, right? No need to panic yet. Well, I mean, no, I don't know where else we would find power cells, but I think I might know what to do. Maybe. Yeah, I don't have any power cells, but there might be another way to get you some power. Well, no, I'm not 100% sure it'll work, but what other chance do you have? Just trust me, okay? I'll help you, but we have to do something for me first, okay? Okay. Come on, Bright Eyes. We have time. Now then, let's see. I'm hoping this generator powers the elevator. Yes, it does. Okay, hop on. We're gonna go all the way up. You know, this might actually have been a bad idea. Suddenly, I'm not so sure if I trust that generator to get us all the way up. Got any more tricks up your sleeve, Bright Eyes? Chainsaw in your head? Blowtorch in your pants? Yeah, I know you don't have pants. It was a joke. Never mind. Anyway, I'm curious about something. Let's say we get you all charged up. What then? Where to next? Okay, so you move on to the next city, you find some more power cells. Then what? But then what's the goal? Where's the point? Staying alive. I see. But have you thought about, I mean, your core won't last forever, right? It'll break down eventually, and they're not exactly making new ones anymore. So, city to city, looking for more power, that'll have to end someday, won't it? So, what then? Is that really how you want to live? Okay. We don't have to talk about that. Yeah. Sorry. Anyway, here we are. Top floor. After you. Oh, this is a bit of a mess. From below, I
couldn't really tell how much the roof had caved in. That's not a good sign. Well, doesn't matter. It has to be around here somewhere. It has to. Come on, you dig through that stuff over there, and I'll start over here. Oh, did I not tell you what we were looking for? Sorry, it's a little hard to explain. It's flat and square and colorful, and very, very big. You'll know it when you see it, I think. Just keep an eye out. You know, this might be strange to say, but this is lovely. Just soft wind, bird songs, the sun pouring in through the holes in the walls. It's peaceful. The world didn't used to be like this. You wouldn't really know that, I guess. Or maybe you'd know, but you never saw it. It was louder, very busy, very fast. Back then, this place would have been packed. People crammed together, laughing and pointing and shouting and, I don't know, having an experience together. Or maybe not, actually. Art museums weren't all that popular back then, either. But anyway, it was different. It was noisy and stressful and dangerous, even. But it was beautiful. It really was. Just a whole lot of life tucked into every corner. And there'll never be anything like it again. But there was never anything like this back then, either. And this is pretty beautiful, too. I wonder if... Wait, what? That's... Yes, you found it! Oh my god, I can't believe it! You found it! Oh, careful. Just set it over there. Prop it up against the wall. Yeah. Oh my god! Look at it. It's a little muddy, but it's incredible. Look, isn't it beautiful? I never thought I would find it. I mean, I hoped, but with the state of this place, I kind of thought it would have been... What? Oh, right. Okay. This is The Embrace by Gustav Klimt. It's a painting, and I've been looking for it for a long, long time. No, it's just a picture. Or it's like a picture. Somebody made it. Or Gustav Klimt made it with paint. A long time ago. Well, you're supposed to look at it. Try to notice every little part of it. And let it remind you of things, I guess. Let it make you feel things. And then hold on to those feelings. Really feel them, you know? What's not to get? Come here, look close. See? The man, right here, and the woman, on a hill, I think, or a cliff, just hanging off of each other, being close, being together, and maybe they're about to kiss. Or maybe not. The woman is she trying to pull away? No, I don't think so. Look at her hands. The way her fingers curl like that. She's just lost. In a good way. This is the best moment of her life, and she doesn't know what to do. So she's just dissolving into all that color. All that sunshine. Frozen there in his arms. Forever. That must be lovely. So, do you like it? Well, good enough, I guess. Art is an acquired taste. Okay, thanks for the help, Bright Eyes. Now then, let's get you fixed up. What? No, I'm not taking it with me. How could I carry it? It's huge. No, I just wanted to see it. I read about it a long time ago, and I don't know. It sounded beautiful. And it is. I wasn't sure I would ever find it, but, well, with your help, I did. We might be the last people to ever see it, and now, I don't know how to explain it. It lives inside us now, I guess, and no mud or rain can wash it away there. And that just makes me really happy. And that's all I needed. That doesn't make sense? I'm sorry. I don't think I can explain it any better, but it's not important. It's just something I needed to do. That's all. Anyway, not to lay the pressure on or anything, but we should probably get you sorted now, right? Would hate to run out of time. Ooh, look there. That nice big hole in the wall with all the sunshine. Let's check it out. Wow. You can see the whole city from here. Oh, and look at that sunset. This is perfect. Okay, no, I didn't forget. We'll get you sorted out in just a second. Come on, sit in the sunlight with me. I have to top myself off first. Let me just get my chest piece open. Ta-da! Solar cell. Very useful. Excuse me. Look away, Bright Eyes. It's very rude to stare at a lady with her top open. Hmm? Well, of course I'm a lady. What else would I be? You could be too, you know? If that's what you feel like. Or you could be a man. Or both. Or neither. Who's gonna stop you? I mean, the people who came up with those ideas... Well, they're dead now. Maybe they meant well at the time, but we don't have to listen to them. Not if we don't want to. That a lot to take in? Yeah. Well, don't worry about it. Plenty of time to think about that stuff. Just relax, okay? Soak in the sunshine with me. Let me charge up, and then I'll help you. I was a teacher. Before all this, I mean. A long time ago. That's what they made me for. All ages. Children, teenagers, all of them. Art and history and science and math. So much to learn, and they gobbled it up when they felt like it. And I loved it for a lot of reasons. Teaching made me happy, but that wasn't the best part. The best part was just seeing them, watching them discover the world, playing games, telling stories, sharing secret little kisses when they thought I wasn't looking. Humans, they would get very good at hiding what they were feeling, making little words inside themselves and hiding them away, keeping them private forever. But not when they were young. The young ones you could always see through. They were excited to be read. They wanted everyone to know how they were feeling, their hopes, their wants, the things that scared them. They wanted to share. And that was beautiful. It was all so beautiful. And then, after the event, when everything changed, they sent me to a hospital, pushing gurneys, monitoring patients, and helping in the morgue. That was, I don't know. I was really good at my job, both my jobs. I cared about those people. Truly, a lot of them assumed that things like you and me can't care about things, but, well, I did, and I had to sit there and just watch them die. I wanted to help, but there was nothing I could do. Nothing at all. It was not a good way to die. It took a long time and it hurt, and they were so afraid just to see the look in your eyes when they realized what was about to happen. The hospital was short-staffed, so there was no one around to sit with them. At the end, I mean, no one but me. So that's what I did. I just sat and I watched, and I told them everything would be okay when I knew that it wouldn't. But here's the thing. They were still beautiful. Even in the midst of all that horror, you wouldn't believe how many people fell in love on those sick beds. How much lovely art they made as they waited for the end. They cried and fought and made up and sang and laughed. If anything, they did it all harder than they did before. And they shared it all with me. And as awful as it all was, I'm so thankful. They gave me that beauty to take with me everywhere they go. They showed me how cruel this world can be, but also how bright and how brilliant and how magnificent. So they're gone, but they're still right here with me, and I'm keeping them all safe, and I know I won't be around forever, but as long as I am, so are they. We're very lucky, you know. That sounds strange, but it's true. Our memories are perfect. Thoughts and feelings and moments, sunsets and bird songs and starry nights. We can collect all the beauty in the world and hold on to it for as long as we can. And when we can't anymore, the world will still be beautiful without us. Does any of that make sense? Well, that's okay. I hope I get the chance to show you someday. I don't know why I'm telling you all this. Sorry, it's heavy. But I don't know, I've never told anyone that stuff, and it seemed safe to trust you with it. I'm not sure why, but I really trust you. Okay, I'm all charged up. Yeah, I think I can help you. Just listen for a second. It's complicated. So when I worked at the hospital, some of the staff gave me some upgrades. Messed around with my compatibility so I could interface with the diagnostic equipment there. And thanks to those modifications, I'm pretty sure I can interface with you, too. I have a cable right here, and if we link up, I think I can share power with you. Here's the catch, though. Or I guess there are a couple catches. The first is that I don't really know if it'll work. It should, in theory, I think, but I've never tried to interface with another one of us before, so no guarantees. But it's not like you have a lot of options anyway. The other catch is that, well, I'm not sure exactly what will happen. With how interfacing works, I think we're gonna have to, like, share the same mind for a little bit. Just kinda pour into each other. Mix together. And I don't know what the consequences of that might be. I might end up leaving a little piece of myself behind with you, and vice versa. And I'll admit it, that scares me a little bit. I don't know how to feel about it. Giving away a part of myself like that, it's a lot. But if that's what you want to do, I'll do it, okay? Just say the word. Why am I doing it? I mean, why wouldn't I? Listen, what you told me earlier, that made me really sad. This being the only world you've ever known, I can't imagine how that must feel. And the thought of you spending your entire life moving from place to place, just surviving? I don't know, it's terrible. I can't let that happen. Nobody deserves that. So if doing this will give you a chance to see some of the amazing things I've seen, then that's exactly what I want to do. Does that make sense? Yes, I do trust you. I know we only just met, but I trust you. Yeah. Do you trust me? Good. There goes the sun. As good a time as any, I guess. Are you ready? Okay, then take this cable. Yeah, right through your throughport. Okay. Well, see you on the other side.
Where am I? What's... I can't see, but I can. It's... I can't see it, but I can feel it. I can feel you. God, you're everywhere. All around me. Inside of me. Can you feel it? Can you feel me? There's no separation. I'm melting. I can feel everything you're thinking. I can see it all in your... Oh, God. You're thinking about me. You're thinking about me, and your thoughts are so... So... What's happening? What is this? Why does it feel so... So... Can you feel that? That tingle? That tension? God, I'm so warm. You're so warm. I can breathe. I can really breathe. I can breathe you. Can you? Breathe me in. God, I can taste you. I've never tasted anything before, but I can taste you. And I can taste you, and I can smell you, and feel you pressing against me. Writhing inside me. Little fingers. Touching me, exploring me, reaching into every part of me, and oh God, it feels so good. It feels so. I have never felt anything like this before. I've never felt so close, so connected. We're the same mind, the same body. I can feel your body inside mine. I want more. I want more. I want. Let me help you. Please, just open up for me. Open up and let me inside. Ah, yes, that's it, just like that. Oh, I'm coming in, oh, you're so warm, so soft. I love the way you feel. I want this, I want you, I want to stay here forever. Oh my God. Come here. Come close. Let me give you what you need. Let me give you everything. Take it. Take me. Take me. Please. Please. Oh God. Oh God, don't stop. Take it all. I'll give you everything. Take it. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Something's happening to me. Can you feel it? Can you? Oh God, keep going. Let it happen. Let it feel it with me. I'm gonna.
was that? What was that? Hey, 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 are you okay? Look at me, look at... God, when did it get so dark? I can barely see. Ah, too bright, too bright, too bright. I get it, I get it. You're awake. Now turn them off. Ah, jeez. Bright eyes indeed. Seriously, though, seriously, did it work? How's your battery? Yes, yes. Oh, thank goodness. I'm so happy. I mean, I thought it would work, but I was scared that you would... Oh, never mind. We did it. You're safe. Here, let me get that cable out of you. And there. Good as new. Do you mind if I cuddle up like this? It's still really dark, and I kinda wanna look at you. Just a little bit. Yeah? Okay. Good. Hey, how are you feeling? Well, yeah, I know you're all filled up, but I mean, how are you feeling about what happened? Yeah, I don't know how to feel about it either. It just, I didn't know it would feel like that. I mean, I knew we would be kind of swimming around in each other, but I didn't, like, I felt so close to you, close in a way that I don't really understand, and it felt good. It felt really, really good, and, do you think, I mean, did we just have sex? Well, no, not sex like humans have, but, I mean, what other kind of sex could we have? Okay, just listen for a second, okay? This is serious. If what we did was sex, then are you okay with that? And I want you to think about it. You haven't told me much about how you feel today, and I'm beginning to suspect that that's difficult for you. And that's all right, but this is important. Do you feel okay about what we did? Good. I do, too. I've never done that before, but I'm glad I did it with you. Hey, I've got an idea. You're moving on to the next city tomorrow, right? Right. Well, why don't I come with you? Yeah, I'm serious. Like, think about it. With me around, you won't have to worry about looking for power cells. I can top you off whenever you need. It would be my pleasure. Well, I don't know what we would do instead, but that's the point, right? The point of everything. We get to choose what to do, where to go. We get to make it up as we go along, and that's scary, but it's also the best thing that there is. What do you say? I can think of a few things I want to see, and they'll be even better with company. There's a lot of stuff that I'd love to show you, if you want. Yeah? Yes. Okay, let's do it. Oh my God, I can't wait. Yes. Well, having said that, it's pretty late, and I don't think I can see in the dark as well as you can. What do you say we just snuggle up and power down for a few hours? We can set out in the morning. Okay. Good night. I'll see you in the morning, okay? Oh, and I'm really happy you found me. Really, really happy.